Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Hey, we'll get to Joe's Need to Know news in just 1 second. Then after that, we'll get into Song of the Day. Category today is Throwback Thursday. Just thinking more as we set this up. You guys are going to handle the account then for the whole Josephina?
He's really thinking about this.
If I'm helping handling the account, I at least want 30%.
Okay, then I'm going to have to do it myself then.
Jeez, 20%?
No.
10%?
No.
Hey, oh, you just got her to drop them 30% to 10%. You should take.
Oh, I'm really very good at negotiating.
She's like, she's like, hey, I'll pay you to do it. Yeah. What do you say?
Yeah. I'm just curious though, if you could get some bites. Like if we chopped. You can't see your head, and it's just from your like belly button up, your belly button to your neck. I swear.
And we take some pictures. We put them on Reddit, 1000% Craigslist. Reddit
people
and Craigslist is where people bite.
I'm down with the bite. Let's do it.
I'm 1000% down. Okay. Should we have someone come in studio and wax you?
Yeah, do you think I could, like, I have a razor. Would it be okay if I had to shave my chest or
no.
Do I have to wax it that close?
Yeah, I think you would need to wax.
Yeah.
You okay. would need to wax.
So right. If you missed it, if you're just tuning in, Joe wants to see if he can make some money for, because he doesn't understand why Liv and I, when we get approached by creeps to, like, do pics or videos, he doesn't see why we don't take it up as a money-making thing, so he's going to try.
I'm going to give it a go, so let that marinate for a little bit, okay? Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. The National Weather Service said an Arctic air mass will be sweeping across the eastern two-thirds of the U.S. during the next few days. Cold air is coming in Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and that will be a setup for measurable snow perhaps next week along the East Coast. Temperatures are forecasted to be more than 20 degrees below normal for large portions of the Midwest, Northeast, and Mid-Atlantic. So I see in Indy and in Houston we're going to be dealing with this. So, hey, don't say I didn't warn you. It's going to be cold. My wife freaked out, got a little excited about this. Starbucks has revealed this year's holiday cup.
I'm excited.
That's not my wife, by the way. That's Mackenzie, my coworker. There are four designs. There's a red cup with green polka dots. There's a white cup with the words Merry Coffee printed over it in red. There's a cup covered in red and white candy cane stripes with Starbucks printed over that. And then there's also a dark green cup with small white letters that says Merry Coffee wrapping around it. There's also a reusable option. This cup will be given out free to anyone who purchases a holiday beverage today. And after that, it can be used to get 50 cents off any grande holiday beverage after 2 p.m. until January 7th. And I guess this is a big deal. Speaking of making money, my wife's like, I'm going there today and I'm going to buy a bunch. Because I guess you can go online to like Craigslist or Facebook Market where people sell things. And these reusable cups apparently have a lot of value. Like
ooh,
people want them because there's just a limited amount. So if I can sneak out of work before 12 o'clock today, I am going to go and try to get a bunch of these cups.
Do it.
Are you going to like surprise her?
No, no, yes. not for her. Listen, I just said to make money.
Aw, you should get a few, at least one for your wife.
She can temporarily use it, but she doesn't get to keep it. We need money.
I do have insider scoop. So I went through the drive-thru at Starbucks yesterday and ordered a pumpkin scone. And they were like, oh, they know me. Obviously, I'm there all the time. They're like, oh, sorry, Kinsey. We don't have the scones because we're taking out those things and the holiday treats are coming in. So it's that time. I was like,
So wait, they're out of scones?
But they have their pumpkin bread all year because it's a year thing. Anyway, go on.
Okay, I know Pork Chop's going to give me some story about how he used to work in Portland and he checked on this, but I want him to know he's making, you know how Netflix increases their prices every year or two because they're making new content? It's really because of Pork Chop breaking the rules. Netflix is reportedly losing $135 million a month due to password sharing, which is about $1.6 billion annually. That it does assume, though, that everybody who's borrowing a password would actually apply and get their own account. So even if they say it's legal, which you say you had a phone call with Netflix on, dude, that's why they're jacking our costs up. Remember when Netflix used to be cheap? Now it's really expensive.
How much is it now?
I don't know. It's like 12 or 13 bucks or something.
It's not really expensive compared to cable.
Okay. Well, you have Netflix. You got Hulu. You got anything else? It used to be a great option. Now you got to have it all.
I might get rid of my cable because I have everything and I'm like, I never watch TV.
No, I mean, don't get me wrong. If somebody wants to give me free cable, I'll love it. But when it comes to paying the bills, it's expensive.
Yeah.
Good luck getting cable for under 100 bucks. And finally, this is a photo I'm putting up right now. It's actually on my Twitter if you want to see it real quick, Joe Pesh Radio. But I will put it up on our website, joemckenzie.com. And I'll show it to Mackenzie real quick because I really value your opinion on this. This mom's upset at a bakery. She complained saying a local bakery attacked her on social media after she complained about them messing up a birthday cake. The woman paid the bakery $370. She was going to rent space for her daughter's fifth birthday. And she also was going to get a unicorn cake. Mackenzie?
This is so funny. I've had this exact cake made for Lucy 2 birthdays ago. The unicorn cake. So basically it's like the head and then the cute horn,
unicorn,
I guess.
The horn,
unicorn,
yeah.
Horn is gold and it stands up. They just got a little top heavy with the horn.
Yeah, she says the cake's horn doesn't look like it's supposed to. Instead, it resembles male genitalia. The woman complained. The bakery claimed that she still owes money and her guests left the place trashed. Once again, I will put that photo up so you can be the judge. But what do you think?
I mean, here's the thing. For that cake, I mean, at least for the one I had made that was very similar, it was like $100. So I'm sure if it's not perfect, you want it to
Chops.
Be perfect.
Do you think that looks like anything besides a unicorn horn?
Yeah, that doesn't, that's not a unicorn horn.
Liv, is that a unicorn horn cake?
Ooh, jeez. But you wouldn't know that as a kid. Like, as a kid, you would not know what that looks like. But you would know what that looks like as an adult.
When little Susie's smiling, like, hugging her unicorn cake, it's like, you
just
don't want that photo out there.
Let her do it, and then it's a funny picture
to
look back on.
Yeah,
so
family.
When she's, like, 21 or something, when she's old enough, or, like, in her 30s, they can look back at it, and she'd be like, oh, my gosh, that's hilarious.
Sorry, if I'm a dad, I don't want my little daughter Becky next to a ding-dong cake.
I think the bakery should, like, either give her a gift certificate to come back and do another cake at another time or like 50% refund because that's an expensive cake to have made.
No kidding. All right. That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check out this photo and everything else we're talking about very shortly. It'll be up at joeandmackenzie.com. Get it? It'll be up. Okay. I guess I'm the only one. Hey, coming up next, we got your song of the day. It's Throwback Thursday time.